What is up, guys? Welcome to the Pensive Podcast. If this is your first time coming across this podcast, you are most definitely welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you. If you don't know who I am, my name is Juliana and I'm a young Christian just out here trying to be more like Christ. If you're coming back, I don't know if I've said this, if you're coming back and you've listened to some previous episodes, thank you very much. You are most blessed in the name of Jesus. All of you are blessed in the name of Jesus. I just really appreciate all of you supporting with your listens and your shares. You are all amazing. Okay, so the next few episodes, let me just give you a heads up before I get into what this is. The next few episodes are going to be great. The reason I've had such a long break is because I was just seeking God about the direction he wanted me to take this podcast into next, and I'm excited for what the next few episodes are going to be about, so just stay tuned. So excited, but what else did I want to say? But other than that, we're just going to get into what this is, and this isn't an episode, this is going to be like a short non-consecutive series that's going to run through this podcast of when it's just going to be like a little bite-sized kind of something, recording, podcast, I don't know, but it's going to be a mini-series, I guess you could call it, and just this particular one is going to be me reflecting on my summer and just what's gone on. So long story short, this summer has been long because my faith has really been tested, and when I say my faith has been tested, I've just realised how much do I actually trust God and believe in God in terms of him helping me and leading me and guiding me in my life and just his involvement in my life in every aspect. It's just been really difficult because it's been tough. It hasn't been so rosy all of the time, and this type of it's not been rosy, it's just very new to me, so, you know, it's not fun to go through things. I guess that's the only way I can put it. Like, everyone knows, like, when it's not good, like, sometimes it really sucks when it's not good. So I feel like my root, the way I was rooted in Christ, was not deep enough, so when these storms and these problems came my way, I was just easily uprooted to the point of me saying, like, God, I actually just want to give up on you, I don't actually want to pray anymore. It was a gradual process, granted. I don't just start reading my Bible 3 times a day and then the next day I don't want to read, but it became a gradual thing of not reading and not praying less, and not reading and not praying more and more, to the point I just was like, you know what, God, I just actually want to take a break from you, I don't actually want to pray anymore and all that stuff. But I thank God that that brief moment of forgetting the love and the care that God has for me, I just decided to, Lord, forgive me, you know, just forget that I even did that, or move on from that and just bring myself back to Jesus. So this summer, the long and short of it, even though initially I didn't understand why I was so all over the place, God has made me to understand through the Holy Spirit ministering to me that it's been a character building summer for me. I've basically had a spiritual growth spurt, or just a growth spurt in every way. Like, I'm growing. So all of this stuff that I was going through and just the way it affected me, even though I didn't understand, it's like I'm going through growing pains to be the person that God has called me to be. So, you know, these tests and these problems and these issues, and just even my mentality changing as well, it's just been a whole change. Like, I can't really describe it, but like, my mentality to certain things has changed and my attitude to certain things has been challenged so that they can be changed. And that is all in line with me growing in Christ. Did that make sense? Yeah, that's all. Yeah. I'm trying to be more like Christ. I'm trying to be more holy. And that requires me to be conformed and to be molded into this image that God wants me to be, provided that I put myself in his hands and I totally trust what he's doing with me and my life. So, I just didn't realize that at first, like, all of this stuff I was going through was in line with me being the person that God wants me to be. But, you know, we thank God for revelation. We thank God for him speaking to me. And I don't know what season you guys may be in. I don't know what you may be going through. It might not be a character or growing pains kind of season like it was for me. But if you're getting to a place where you're just really not understanding what's going on, like, why is this suddenly gone left? Why is this gone crinkum crankum? You know, why are you seeing this political higgaga? All of that that stuff. If you're not understanding what's going on in your life, oftentimes it could be because God is trying to bring something out of you or show something to you. But sometimes, and I say sometimes because I can't determine what everything that's going on in everyone's life, it might just be so that God can get the glory out of your life, and he might just be answering the prayer of you wanting to be more like Jesus. I think that makes sense. So I'm just going to read this scripture really quickly that just kind of put me at ease and put me at peace with all that was going on. So it's Romans chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Now, if I kind of work backwards, the Holy Spirit has really been filling my hearts with the love that God has shown to me and to all of us. And because of the Holy Spirit filling my heart with God's love, I'm always reminded that it may feel like I'm going through a lot. These tests and trials or problems and trials that I'm going through, it may feel like I don't understand. But for one thing, God loves me. So it's not as if it's God is not evil. God is not showing me his wrath. Yeah, he wouldn't show his wrath. So, well, I don't know. I don't want to speak on God's behalf, but you know what I mean. Like, God shows his love and he fills our hearts with his love. So I should always be reminded that even though it may not feel like God loves me, it's actually the case that he does love me. And even the problems and trials that I've been going through, it's going to produce something, provided that I stand firm. Okay, what was it? There's another scripture. James 1:12. Let me read. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And what I like about the Bible app, there was a picture that came with it. It said, God will bless you if you don't give up when your faith is being tested. So that's what it felt like. I just needed to be reminded that I'll be blessed if I just keep, when my faith is being tested, if I keep enduring and I just hold on and I don't let my faith be wavered and I build myself on Christ the rock, I will be okay. If anything, that's going to keep me going is there's a reward for my diligence and my commitment to being faithful to God. Okay, so let me go back to Romans 5. Yeah, so I just want to thank God for that. And quickly going back to Romans 5. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance, strength of character. So me holding on to my faith and enduring, like a lot of the times the Bible gives analogies of runners and marathon runners, they need endurance. So if I liken my faith and the race that I'm supposed to run to a marathon runner, I need endurance, and that endurance develops strength of character. So the person that I am supposed to be in Christ and this journey that he's taking me on, it develops me more and more into the person he wants me to be, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. So in all of this, I should be happy that I'm actually being the person that God has called me to be, and what Jesus did on the cross is really at work in my life. He came to redeem me and reconnects me back to the Father. So in all of that, it just goes back to the principal thing of being a believer, that Jesus came to die for me and to save me. And in all of this problem and trials, I know that Jesus has got me. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I believe that's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes it's hard to get the dots in my head connected, but I know what I'm trying to say. So I hope that made sense. But it's been a long summer. Character building, growing pains, but you know, God is still good. I thank God for even that. It's not necessarily that this season of my life is finished, this growing pain season is finished. I feel like I'm still in it, but God has given me the assurance that it's okay through this revelation of like, it's just growing pains. And I don't want to say it's just growing pains, because at the end of it, I'm going to be even greater than I could ever imagine. I don't know where God's taking me, but I believe it's going to be somewhere great. So I don't want to say it's just growing pains, but there should be some ease in the fact that God has explained it to me, given me some sort of insight into what's going on, and that it's all working together for my good. Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I believe that is just what I'm seeing in action right now. So for anyone that might not understand what's going on in life right now, it may be that, you know, you're going through growing pains and you're just becoming more of the person that God wants you to be, or it could just be something else. But just know that if you love the Lord and you believe that you're called according to his purpose, at the end of it all, you know, it will work together for your good. Just keep enduring, just keep the faith. Don't just plant yourself, immerse yourself, just dive in to God's word, and just keep yourself sat on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Keep yourself anchored, because I've realized how not being anchored can really make you a very volatile and unstable person, and we don't want that. Nobody wants instability in their life. They want everything to be perfect. Yeah, everyone wants a perfect life, let's not lie. So yeah, in all of this, that's all I want to say. Just make Christ your anchor. Just keep pushing. Don't let anything phase you. I don't want to say phase you. Don't let anything rock you to the point of wanting to give up. But yeah, that's what's happening. I feel like this is all I wanted to say. So if you feel like this helped you in any way, shape or form, even if it was just one word, it would mean so much if you can share it on your socials, share it with your friends. Guys, I'm just so excited. I know you don't understand what I'm talking about, but I just can't wait for the next few episodes. God is really going to do something good, so stay tuned. Follow this page on, if you're listening on Apple Podcast, subscribe there. On SoundCloud, subscribe there. Keep an eye on my Twitter at @Juliana_Ennis, JULIANA_ENIS. You can follow me on Instagram too if you'd like to do that. But yes, guys, stay tuned. I hope you are blessed. And yeah, stay blessed. Bye.